get deep into this Henlopen North season.
To have a chance to beat Dover, you've got to be able to defend multiple scores on the perimeter. Both these teams are athletic enough to do that. I think it'll be a really good test for them as the season goes on to see how they adapt to changing conditions. But both teams are deep with seniors, 7 for Caesar Rodney, 4 for Smyrna. Both are well coached. As we talked about, first-year coach Frank Victory is doing a really nice job with this team.
Let's get to the starters. First for Caesar Rodney under the direction of Frank Victory in his first year. He'll start Bryson Williams, the son of former head coach Freeman Williams, averaging 8 points and 2 assists a game for the junior. Kamal Marvel, 19 points and 6 assists, the senior. Saeed Miles, 16 points and 5 rebounds per game for the senior. Jalen Joyner, a 6'5 junior, 3 points, 3 rebounds and 2 blocks. And Monroe Height is a 6 point and 5 rebound senior. And we'll get you the Smyrna starting lineups after our national anthem. Anthem here at Smyrna High School. I believe the Regiment of Red Pep Band will likely be here on Friday night, so the live anthem and 20-minute pregame performance that will usually end up pounding through your head for the next week. But a lot of school spirit here at Smyrna High School. And here are their starters tonight under the direction of Andrew Mears. They'll go with Nashawn Sylvester, a senior, Elijah Creedle, a junior, his brother Isaiah Creedle is a senior. Leading scorer Brandon Smith is a senior, and Moose Salako is a 6'2" junior, averaging a double-double. Caesar Rodney will come out in their gold uniforms with the blue letters, numerals, and trim. Smyrna will be in their home white uniforms. They have the red numerals and red trim. As we get set to go here from Smyrna High School, again, Smyrna 6-1 in the league. Caesar Rodney at 6-2, both chasing the Dover Senators, who we'll see Friday night when they take on Smyrna right back here on WDEL.
It'll be interesting, Sean, to see if Smyrna opens up in some full court or three-quarter court zone pressure. They may not want to do that just because they don't necessarily want to get in a wicked up-and-down tempo game with Caesar Rodney, who right now is averaging 5 points more a game than them. They may choose to do that to try to create some turnovers and get some easy baskets themselves. I think if Andrew decides to play his half-court man-to-man and zone, they're very capable of keeping this team in the 60s.
Musalako wins the tip for Smyrna, and we are underway. Brandon Smith will operate on the right wing. Goes top of the key to Isaiah Creedle. Left side to his brother Elijah. Top of the key, Sylvester. Thinks about a three, guarded tightly, so he'll swing it right side. Driving into the lane, left-handed finish can't be made by Brandon Smith. A fight underneath, and the putback no good but a foul.
Well, Brandon Smith started the play with a nice shot fake from the right side and then a quick dribble penetration into the lane, going a little out of control horizontally. That's why he missed the shot, but Musalaka did a great job, as we mentioned, positioning himself on the weak side to get the offensive rebound.
Foul Monroe Height, his first. Smyrna will inbound baseline right. They'll get it to Isaiah Creedle. Now Nashawn Sylvester, the long three in the right wing goes. Nashawn Sylvester from college range, it's 3-0 Eagles.
2-3 zone, out of bounds underneath. Silvestri left wide open on the out of bounds play.
Baseline jumper from Miles, no good for Caesar Rodney. One and done, and here come the Eagles into the front court. Isaiah Creedle crosses it to Smith. Smith drives right baseline, forced to flip back to Miles. Now Sylvester straight on three off to the right, no good. Long rebound tips back into the paint and into the hands of Monroe Height.
Sylvester has range, but that was NBA plus range. Probably a little too far, even though he made his first shot. Get yourself into a little better position early on.
Jalen Joyner on the right block from six. Doesn't go. Rebound chased down by Brandon Smith for Smyrna. Creedle trying to get it ahead to Sulaco. It'll be tipped out of bounds by Height. It'll stay Smyrna basketball, baseline left with the 3-0 lead, 6:47 to go in the opening quarter.
Smyrna's very good at pushing the ball down the court. Sulaco runs the court well, so it'll be incumbent on Caesar Rodney to sprint back on defense and make sure they don't get any easy baskets running rim to rim.
Long three, Isaiah Creedle, left wing doesn't go, and Height, another rebound for Caesar Rodney.
A lot of green lights as well for Smyrna. Not afraid to shoot that long-range three. The problem is, with only one adequate offensive rebounder, Caesar Rodney might take care of the boards a little bit too easily on those misses.
Driving left baseline, Kamel Marvel can't get it to go from six. Long rebound out to Brandon Smith, looks to run three on three. Smith going to go all the way into the paint, finishes with the right hand, but misses. Putback can't be followed in. And the ball will go out of bounds off of Brandon Smith. It'll be Caesar Rodney basketball, still looking for the first point.
Smith showing that versatility in the open court. Again, just maybe a little too out of control going laterally instead of up to the basket. If you play off 2 feet, you've got a better chance to finish inside through contact.
Kamal Marvel will operate the point here for Caesar Rodney on this possession. Marvel right side to Williams. On the bounce inside to Joyner. Hook from four goes. Jalen Joyner there able to back his defender down. 3-2 Smyrna lead.
Well, Joyner is a matchup that Silvestri has to play from behind. Smyrna is not employing their pressure at the moment.
Riedel gets to a driving. Smith has a shot blocked. CR in transition, 3-on-2. Teardrop from eight for Bryson Williams goes, and CR has their first lead at 4-3, 5:30 to go first quarter.
Williams, only a junior, did a great job of jump-stopping and playing off 2 feet in the lane. Even though it was a floater, it was successful.
And Brandon Smith on the other end gets a Euro step in the lane. Hook layup goes, 5-4 Smyrna. Now the other end, an offensive foul has been called on Kamal Marvel as he tried to turn the corner on the left baseline, and he'll pick up the charge on the ward off. That is his first, team second for CR.
Marvel trying to attack Sulaco down on the left side, lower baseline, but unfortunately he wrapped that inside arm around his right arm since he was dribbling left-handed to create the offensive foul.
Brandon Smith beats out the trap, and Smyrna will run the offense. Elijah Creedle with the basketball to Sulaco. Gets the top of the key to Smith. Smith fakes a drive, will dish to Creedle. Left elbow jumper from Elijah Creedle off to the right, no good. Rebound to Marvel, wearing Caesar Rodney gold.
McCready was trying to get into the mid-range and did so. Played off of 2 feet. A nice play. Just missed a wide-open mid-range shot.
Ball Marvel misses from six. Rebound to Sulaco. Dishes it ahead. 2-on-2. Another Euro step for Smith as his shot blocked, but gets the rebound and puts it home.
Williams was back and made the block, but then Smith stayed with it and makes a nice little Mikan-esque move on the left side of the basket to finish.
Marvel goes inside, right-handed hook from Joyner off the window and falls. Joyner showing some nice inside moves. It's a 7-6 Myrtle lead, 4:20 to go in the first quarter.
Joyner, only a junior, nice job with his right-hand jump hook.
And there the steal by Miles, going with the pass and an offensive foul as Kamal Marvel runs over Elijah Creedle, and Creedle draws the charge and the second foul against Kamal Marvel.
I love the play by Elijah Creedle, hustling back on defense after turning the ball over against the 2-2-1 three-quarter court press of Caesar Rodney, setting that up just above the timeline. But he got back down to the other end, drew the charge, a nice call, two offensive fouls in a row for Caesar Rodney to turn the ball over.
Tyshawn Gordon will check in. Along the baseline, Sulaco for Smyrna, kicks it out to Miles into the lane. Nice dish on the back, cut, and in with the easy two is Elijah Creedle.
Creedle, the recipient of a nice pass from Smith as he drove down the lane. There was no weak side help there at all in rotation by Caesar Rodney. Midway exposed that backside block.
Midway through this first quarter, 9-6 Smyrna. Caesar Rodney has the basketball. Along the right block, now a kick out to Gordon, puts the right wing three up, no good. Fawkner underneath, getting it back is Height. Height has a shot blocked by Sylvester, but a foul has been called. Looks like I get Sylvester there while he had the block, may have gotten some of the arm. Not sure who they're going to get this on, actually. Looks like it is going to go against Nishon Sylvester, his first. And we'll send Monroe Height to the line for two. Height, second team All-State in soccer for Caesar Rodney last year. They're fine program that traditionally at least makes it to the state semifinals.
Well, you can see why he's a good soccer player. I'm not sure what position he plays, but his length and quickness has got to be a big asset on the pitch. What Smyrna's doing to counteract the low post action is they're playing behind, but they're going to dig down off the passer. That time Creedle did that, and they forced the kick out and then the missed shot by the substitute in Tyshawn Gordon, playing now for Marble.
0-for-2 for Height at the line. And Sulaco the rebound for Smyrna. The Eagles have the basketball and a three-point lead. On the bounce inside, Sulaco bobbles it first, gets it up in traffic, and finishes over Joyner. Sulaco, some power on that, making an 11-6 game.
He's got great length, finishes with both hands up almost into the block, and did a good job there of backdooring the man-to-man along the baseline.
Gordon with the basketball for Caesar Rodney, down by 5. They'll find Miles. Miles now weaves to Williams. This is Bryson Williams. Going right baseline to Gordon. Gordon trying to set up a play inside, so goes for a teardrop from 7. Doesn't get it to go. Fights for his own rebound, but it has it ripped away by Elijah Creedle. And as he goes out of bounds, looks like he was bumped. And a foul is going to go against Caesar Rodney. This will be on Tyshawn Gordon, his first, already the fourth team foul against Caesar Rodney.
Smyrna right now is just a little quicker to these loose balls than Caesar Rodney is. They're going to have to go to their bench here with some foul trouble. But I like Smyrna's play. They're not going to overextend. They're playing half-court man-to-man. It's pretty solid. Andrew Mears does a nice job of teaching the techniques and fundamentals.
Ryan Carey into the lineup for Caesar Rodney. Smyrna with the basketball and a right-handed, I guess maybe a little mini-hook there, is just powering up as Isaiah Creedle. It's 13-6. Shot that for about his shoulder.
I think that was a take-a-chance shot that just brought it in, wheeled it around almost in a windmill-type fashion, but he used the backboard to soften up his shot.
And a shot on the other end for Caesar Rodney is good. No good. Long rebound, though, comes to Bryson Williams. He'll reset the offense. Caesar Rodney down by 7. This is Gordon. Gordon still with the basketball. Gordon looking to drive. A long three right wing from Bryson Williams from NBA range plus is no good. And the long rebound down to Smyrna.
Well, Caesar Rodney had success going inside. Now they've gotten away from that with some quick drives, some turnovers, and some long range threes.
Isaiah Creedleton to Sean Sylvester has it rejected by Jalen Joyner. Joyner into the front court. Will underhand scoop to Gordon. Gordon in the lane. Nice backdoor cut. And shot, though, is blocked by Sulaco. Still underneath is Carey. He'll dish it out for a three-pointer right wing. Saeed Miles for 3. And it's a 13-9 game.
Good work underneath by Carey, hustling after his miss. A nice block by Sulaco, who's playing well and aggressively without fouling. And then a nice long-range shot from Miles, who got squared up.
Sylvester, top of the key to Sulaco. No, back right side to Sylvester. 3 in the air, a little short. Sulaco gets the rebound underneath. May have had a foul there on the box out right in front of the Smyrna student section. Underneath the basket. They catch the foul here on... That's going to go against Saeed Miles. That is his first. Correction on that last foul. Goes on Monroe Height. That is his second. So that's why Ryan Carey, a deeper reserve for Caesar Rodney, is checked in. And the inbound is tipped and stolen away by Caesar Rodney. Into the front court. Tyshawn Jordan all the way. Right-handed scoop. Goes off the glass and good. Good English there. It's 13-11, Smyrna.
It's amazing the advantage you get with the Euro step. Able to get by a player that's positioned perfectly to draw the charge. That extra little step allows you to work your way around a potential charge. It's the way the game is being played now.
Saeed Miles into the lane. Teardrop from 5 is too strong. Rebound Sulaco. Smyrna looks to run 2-on-3. The bounce underneath. Looking for a pass underneath. It's going to be stolen away by Caesar Rodney. That time Tyshawn Gordon gets into the passing lane. So CR, who was once down 7, a chance to tie or take the lead here with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter.
They're bringing it back with their defense as well as their ability to push the ball in transition.
Gordon on the bounce. The back cut to Braxton Robinson for 2. The reserves for Caesar Rodney going to get done. It's 13-all.
Tyshawn Gordon utilizing the bounce pass to perfection to get the weak side play in order.
Court trap, backdoor pass, and an easy layup on the far side. Going down for Robert Wiley, his first 2 points. 7 seconds left to go. Smyrna up by 2 here in the first quarter.
Robert Wiley does a really great job of coming off the bench. Rides in with an awful lot of energy.
Gordon inside, but the shot by Ryan Carey after the buzzer. It was no good anyway, and that's how the first quarter comes to an end after an entertaining first 8 minutes of end to 13. Sean Green alongside Bill Harmon as CR gets it across the timeline. Tyshawn Gordon almost has it stolen away by Deshaun Devon Stanford, who then flings it to Solanco, and there's the steal. Brandon Smith left wing, and now Smyrna will slow things down. Robert Wiley with that left-handed dribble being guarded by Robinson. Wiley baseline. This is Elijah Gregory who's checked in for Smyrna. Both teams go very deep on their bench. Now to Smith. Brandon Smith stops. College three, left wing up the front of the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound was Elijah Gregory, but he tips it out of bounds. It will be Caesar Rodney basketball.
Smyrna does a nice job of rotating the side of the court several times before they get an open shot. They share the ball well. They do some nice screening action. Not as much pick and roll this year as they have in the past.
Tyshawn Gordon gets it across, but immediately his pass knocked out of bounds by Brandon Smith. So the half-court pressure there working for Smyrna. It will stay CR basketball right at midcourt.
I've been impressed with Tyshawn Gordon's play early on. A couple nice passes, a nice dribble penetration, and a good defender.
CR has the basketball. This is Saeed Miles out near center court. Gets a high screen still with it. Left baseline for Gordon to the free throw line to Joyner. And now he will find Miles again. Miles on the weave to Robinson. Stops at the top of the arc. Almost stripped by Robert Wiley. But they're going to catch a foul there on a hold. That'll be Wiley's first. Just the second team foul against Smyrna with 6:46 to go in the second quarter. 15-13 Smyrna.
Miles has been trying to utilize Jalen Joyner's high ball screen. Smyrna right now is not hedging it. They're letting the defender, Sylvester or others, try to slide over the top of that. Look for them to exploit that later on and then turn the corner.
Marvel back in with his two fouls, and he'll immediately put up a left wing three off the left of the rim. No good. A rebound to Sylvester for Smyrna. In the front court, Brandon Smith, left wing. They'll slow it up. The ball into the hands of Sylvester. Now to Smith. Smith baseline to Gregory. Three in the air. It's off to the left. No good. And over the back is Moo Sylvester. That'll be the foul, his first, team's third.
Moo usually gets good offensive rebound position. That time he was blocked out, chose to try to lift up and get his arm to tip the ball back to him. That's almost always going to be a foul. Good job so far by this officiating crew calling the things that are affecting the game.
Braxton Robinson is bumped out of bounds by Majeski Carter, and Carter will pick up the foul, his first, and Smyrna's fourth. So the Eagles picking up fouls here quickly here in the last minute. Three fouls, up to four here in the first half. And the inbound goes to Robinson, who will operate the point for Caesar Rodney. Five different scores for the Riders in that first quarter. He'll find Marvel. Marvel on the sideline, trapped, and we ruled a push against Smyrna there on the pass.
Smyrna very fortunate there, Sean. They dribble the ball into a bad spot, or Caesar Rodney dribble the ball in a bad spot. Smyrna very aggressively double-teamed, but when you have a man double-teamed in a bad spot, you never want to foul him, and that time they bailed out a bad position with just being too aggressive.
That's the second foul against Robert Wiley to boot. Both teams now with five team fouls. Saeed Miles, right side, three is in the air, in and out, no good. Flying in for the rebound for Caesar Rodney, and then going on the backdoor cut is Ryan Carey for the hoop as Jalen Joyner got that rebound and the assist.
Well, a nice pass to the backside, and Carey finishing with his left hand.
Smyrna going around the horn. Another cross-court pass, three from Carter off to the right, no good, but on the backside rebound, Brandon Smith there finishes with the two.
Air balls sometimes are the easiest offensive rebounds to be had. That time, a great play on the backside by Smith, reading exactly where the ball was going to be missed too.
Braxton Robinson's drive has it stolen away. Inside cut to Sylvester. Fakes the reverse layup, gets it to Smith. His finger roll from four doesn't go. Here comes Caesar Rodney going the other way, driving as Marvel all the way to the tin. His shot partially deflected. Smyrna has it, and now they will look to run at a four-on-three. Sylvester gets past the defense, and Sylvester with the two. Timeout, Caesar Rodney will take it with them. 4:54 to go. Bill Harmon and Bill Sylvester there for Smyrna, racing down the floor, getting the easy two. You love that from your big.
Moo is very aggressive, runs the court well, is a rim-to-rim runner, active on the offensive and defensive glass. He's really improved his game. Andrew Mears and his staff have done a wonderful job.
Across the timeline, Braxton Robinson, a little bit of half-court pressure, gets the carry baseline to Joyner. Joyner going inside to carry, right-handed hook from four off the back of the rim, doesn't go. Sylvester, yet another rebound for Smyrna. into the front court. Brandon Smith, right wing, will get it off to Stanford to run some offense.
Now some zone by Cesarani. They played five different defenses, four at the half court and one at the three-quarter court.
Stanford tries to go inside. His pass, errant, stolen away by Miles. Miles passes underneath, reverse layup, can't finish for Marvel, but the putback is good by Marvel.
And a very fortunate play there by Marvel as he drove the ball down the lane. A wonderful job stepping in to draw a charge on the pass was Elijah Gregory. It was not called.
So Joyner gets the two on the other end, a missed three by Gregory, but the offensive rebound by Smyrna doesn't go. Sulaco gets another chance, can't finish underneath, but another set of fouls and another set of free throws coming for Smyrna.
Started with Majesty Carter, the sophomore for Smyrna, doing a nice job of attacking the glass, and then Sulaco finishing it up. I mentioned earlier, Smyrna a little bit more aggressive in the loose balls, winning the 50-50s, and now really attacking the offensive glass with their guards. As much zone as Cesar Rodney's playing, they're having difficulty finding their blockout assignments.
Alu Muyina Sulaco at the line for two, misses the first. Let's see a made free throw in this game. Throw of three as Ryan Carey heads to the bench after an extended bit of playing time. Monroe Height back on with his two fouls for CR. Trail Smyrna, 19-17, 3:54 to go in the second quarter.
Both coaches do a nice job of giving their teams a lot of freedom of play. There's freedom of movement, freedom of shooting, and freedom of play in that they're both willing to play a lot of different players and a lot of different combinations, which I think at times makes it difficult to play, but if you do that a lot, you'll get used to playing in these different combination units.
Cesar Rodney down by three, has the basketball. 3:45 to go, second quarter. An entry pass to Joyner, came all the way out near the arc to catch it. Back to Robinson. Robinson trying to set up a two-man game, and they're going to get the elbow there. Joyner just shoved Isaiah Creedle to the deck. And Joyner will pick up his second foul.
Isaiah Creedle playing behind did a nice job there of holding his ground, especially taking away the right hand of Joyner, which was turning to his left shoulder. So many high school post players don't have a move on the right side of the basket, which comes into the middle with their left-hand jump hook. Everybody wants to drop step. You need to be able to attack through the middle. And when you have that, you're very difficult to defend.
Isaiah Creedle has the basketball. He'll find Majesty Carter. Now an attempted crossover by Isaiah will find his brother, Elijah Creedle. Elijah Creedle just runs right into a defender there, and that's Elijah Booker who was checked in taking the charge, as Elijah will pick up his first foul for Smyrna. Now both teams will be in the bonus here next time we have a non-offensive foul.
Booker, a senior, little used sub, but doing a nice job defensively, providing some energy out there, stepping in and drawing the charge as the dribbler just completely out of control, leaving their feet to try to pass.
Bryson Williams operating the point. CR down by three, averaging over 70 points a game, just 17 here in the first half. Booker, three, right wing is good. Elijah Booker off the bench with the three, and this game is tied at 20 all.
Nice timing pass there by Bryson Williams, delivering the ball to Booker right as he was getting himself shot ready on the right wing.
Elijah to Isaiah Friedel inside as a shot block. Booker gets the rebound, tries a crossover, loses control, gets it back, and will dribble it across. And Booker will get it to Bryson Williams, who will hesitate, dribble. Now left baseline to Marvel, fakes a three, now puts up a three left wing. Back iron no good. Rebound to the hands of Elijah Creedle wearing Smyrna white.
Nice little move
front
there,
court
Mike.
Here is Smyrna going all the way to the tin. Reverse layup can't be finished, but the putback is in by Majesty Carter, and Smyrna reclaims the lead at 22-20.
Carter still working the glass, doing a really nice job of running the court. Smyrna pushing the ball at every opportunity, as is Cesar Rodney.
Booker went with the two shot fakes, has it blocked anyway. Smyrna gets it back and calls a timeout. We'll take it with them. 2 minutes to go in the second. Back to Smyrna High School. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Cesar Rodney trailing Smyrna 22-20. Smyrna has the basketball going from left to right. Elijah Creedle will find Sulaco. Now a long three from Isaiah Creedle straight on. No good. Fought underneath. Majesty Carter tried to grab it, lost control, but it'll be out of bounds. It will be Caesar Rodney basketball.
Caesar Rodney here has to be a little bit more circumspect on their blockout techniques. Smyrna's been able to attack the glass, run down these long rebounds, or even the ones around the basket by Salaku, and actually Carter doing a really nice job off the bench doing the same.
Maul Marvel has the basketball, dishes it inside to Joyner, goes off the window, doesn't finish. Another chance, this is Booker from the right elbow, his shot no good, another rebound for Booker. This will be a long two left side for Williams, misses, and this time Salaku gets the rebound for Smyrna, so three chances there for CR, no points. Now Smyrna driving the other way into the lane. Kick out. Three. Right wing for Majeski. Carter no good. And an open rebound attempt there by Marvel. Just flat dropped it. It'll be Smyrna basketball baseline left.
As a rebounder, it's always vital that you go up with two hands, snare the ball, rip it down under your chin.
Carter, the alley-oop to Salaku. Missed, is blocked by the rim. Here comes CR the other way. An alley-oop and unable to finish as Monroe. Height. And now Smyrna has it. They've got a 3-on-2 the other way. Salaku cannot catch the low bounce pass. It'll be a turnover against the Eagles as we go back and forth, and not a whole lot happened.
Two alley-oops, just not the right pass in the right spot, and some bad timing, and then trying to push the ball so fast that you throw it away. Both teams just need to slow down a little bit, play a little bit more within themselves.
Left side, this is Joyner. Joyner at the left elbow. Swings it across to Marvel. Marvel gets the high screen, runs into a defender, but able to save it to Joyner. Joyner on the right wing, crosses for Booker. Booker with 30 on the timer. Inside, Height, the right-handed hook, can't fall. Rebound to Smyrna.
Well, Height had great position inside, but Smyrna does a pretty good job of leveling them off, forcing that jump hook to come a little bit early.
Friedel out for a three, right wing, and that is good. The three-pointer made by Musalako. Left side, three for Elijah Booker for Caesar Rodney, and that goes. So threes on both ends. It's 25-23 with 2 seconds left to go. Shot at the buzzer is no good from Elijah Creedle. And that is how we go to halftime. And we welcome you back to Smyrna High School on the Tri-State Battery Warehouse Halftime Report. Let's get you your first hit orthopedic leading scores from the first half for Smyrna. 8 points for Musalako with that three-pointer at the end of the first half. 6 points for Brandon Smith. 3 points for Nishon Sylvester, 2 points each for Elijah Creedle, Isaiah Creedle, Robert Wiley, and Majeski Carter. For Caesar Rodney, they're being led by Jalen Joyner and Elijah Booker, each with 6. 3 points for Saeed Miles, and then 2 points each for Bryson Williams, Braxton Robinson, Tyshawn Gordon, and Ryan Carey. So a lot of scores in that first half.
Absolutely. Smyrna does a nice job of sharing the ball. Andrew Mears plays his bench. Gives a lot of minutes to players that don't start, and I like that. It keeps his foul trouble a little bit less, but also they bring energy to the court and a lot of very aggressive play. Caesar Rodney has gone to their bench as well, and I think their bench has really kept him in the game. As I mentioned, both Gordon and Booker have been instrumental. The ball probably needs to go inside a little bit more for Caesar Rodney. They've got to defend their defensive glass a little bit better and try to get back in transition to slow down the attacks of Smyrna in the full court game.
Isaiah Creedle, the basketball for Smyrna to start the second half, weaves to Brandon Smith. Looking inside for Salaku, not available, so we'll find Elijah Creedle. Creedle into the lane, tear drop from five goes. Creedle able to get it over the top of Jalen Joyner, 27-23.
Caesar Rodney has a tendency to go up in the air with the shot fakes and allow Creedle and Smith and others to get into the lane.
Right wing three from Saeed Miles goes, his second three-pointer of the game. It's a one-point contest, 27-26.
Smyrna showing some of that three-court court pressure. Caesar Rodney did a great job of getting the ball in the middle and into the deep corner. Miles in a shot-ready position finishes with the three.
Elijah Creedle scooping the basketball to a three-pointer left wing from Isaiah Creedle, doesn't go, but a foul, and Creedle will go to the line for three shots. The foul against Saeed Miles, that is his second, becomes the fourth CR player with two fouls. Marvel, Miles, Joyner, and Height. But more importantly for Smyrna, three free throws coming from Isaiah Creedle.
First is up and good. Big mistake for any defender when you're challenging a shot, whether in the mid-range or on the three. You need to go straight up. You don't want to jump in, and you want to allow the player to have access back down to the court from which he took off from. If you don't, that's going to be called a foul.
Creedle makes the first, misses the second. And now the senior will get his third free throw. It's up and good. So 2 of 3 for Isaiah Creedle. Smyrna's lead back to 3. 29-26, 7-10 to go in the third quarter.
Creedle very comfortable at the free throw line. Like his confidence.
Miles the kick out. Fake 3 for Marvel. Bounced into the hands of a Smyrna defender. They get it back. Height fakes the left elbow jumper. Forced to quickly kick it out to Marvel. Down to the box to Joyner. His right hook from 8 just kind of flings it at the glass. And it goes in.
Well, it worked because it did get to the backboard and then bounced in. A pretty flat jump hook. Usually they're more like a shot with a higher release, but it worked to Joyner's favor.
Smyrna into the paint. A jump into the lane by Isaiah Creedle, and that's not a Euro step. That's a hop, and that'll be a turnover against Smyrna.
Trying to utilize the jump step was Isaiah Creedle, but what happened was he came down in a disconnect. One foot hit before the other. It has to be simultaneous.
Sees Rodney a chance to take the lead for the first time tonight. Kamal Marvel, their leading scorer, has not scored tonight in the box to Joyner. Height from the right elbow, in and out, no good. Rebound Elijah Creedle for Smyrna. Looking to run quickly is Smyrna. Other end, Isaiah Creedle, a shot off the side of the glass, but then gets the steal as CR had the rebound. And it'll go, a foul will go against Cesar Rodney. So at least if you're going to miss a shot, play defense.
Well, and he hung around the outlet, and Cesar Rodney carelessly just exited the ball without looking. Creedle brings an awful lot of energy to this team.
Monroe Height picks up his third foul for Cesar Rodney. Smyrna has the basketball. Elijah Creedle now to Isaiah Creedle. Swings it over for a three from Sylvester. Shot comes up short. Rebound Kamal Marvel for Cesar Rodney. Marvel goes for the underhand scoop pass, but it's off the knee of Isaiah Creedle out of bounds. Cesar Rodney will keep it again with that chance to take the lead with 5:48 to go third quarter.
Marvel there maybe just a little too casual with that underhanded scoop pass. Would be better off using the bounce pass. If he'd done that, he would have had a wide open shooter in the corner.
Bryson Williams, three left wing is good. The three-pointer from Bryson Williams off the assist from Kamal Marvel, and CR has their first lead at 31-29.
They run some baseline screening action for Williams, who came all the way across the court to get the wide open three from the left corner.
Brandon Smith drives in the lane. His left-handed layup spins around the rim, no good. Now Cesar Rodney on the reverse Euro step. That doesn't go. Rebound for Isaiah Creedle ahead of the pack to Brandon Smith. Left-handed layup goes, and we're tied at 31.
Cesar Rodney attacked but not get back in transition. And a great look up the court by Creedle to find Smith sprinting down the left side. Good job dribbling with his head up.
Kamal Marvel setting up the offense for Cesar Rodney. We're tied at 31. Gets a high screen. Nothing available. Marvel still has it. Right side now to Miles. Miles tops to the right elbow in the right box for Joyner. He picks up his dribble, forced to go back out to Miles again. Miles looking like trying to set up a two-man game with Joyner. Dribbles out near the timeline again. Miles still with it. Now we'll get it to Williams. Bryson Williams, the son of the former head coach Freeman Williams, will set the offense near the Essex center court here at Smyrna High School. Three from Bryson Williams. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound Brandon Smith for Smyrna. And again, the Eagles look to run. Smith into the lane. Crosses. Isaiah Creedle for three. Left baseline, no good. Nashawn Sylvester soars in for the rebound. Puts up a shot off the bottom of the backboard. Cesar Rodney has it going the other way, and the right-handed finish around the defender is good for Saeed Miles for Cesar Rodney. Here comes Smyrna going the other way behind the defense, and the right-handed layup is good for Brandon Smith. He has 10, and we're tied at 33.
Smith was a straggler, meaning he did not get back on defense because the play is so quick end-to-end. Cesar Rodney's always got to have the fifth player back.
And the attempted reach-in steal by Brandon Smith is going to be a foul against Smyrna Smith. As the game clock just turned off, that's a problem. So we don't have a scoreboard at the moment.
They had an issue at halftime as well, but they seem to have it
there we go, back to 3:54 to go in the third quarter. The key is the thing that sends the information is still working down at the court, so 3:54 to go, third quarter. We're tied at 33-33, and Cesar Rodney gets it back.
Cesar Rodney using a lot of horn setup. That's the double screen up high. At some point, with them sinking underneath it, as Smyrna's defending it, they will pull back and shoot the shot.
Joyner at the right box, forced to tip it out to Saeed. Now goes left side to Kamal Marvel. Joyner at the free throw line this time. And the shot up by Miles in the right block doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Sulaco of Smyrna. Ahead of the pack, Brandon Smith blocked by Joyner. It'll be out of bounds. Corner averaging two blocks a game. You can see why with that transition rejection.
A lot of speed by Smyrna. They do a great job once they get the rebound of looking up the court immediately. They have leakers, meaning players that are already running out early on. That's how you've got to hurt Smyrna, is attack the offensive glass to deny some of those quick outlet passes.
And CR just checked in, a 42 is not on my roster. They get the steal. Bryson Williams goes all the way left handed layup, spins around the rim, no good. Rebound Sulaco for Smyrna. Into the front court, Smyrna with it. Left baseline, three from Brandon Smith is good. Brandon Smith for three. 7 here in this third quarter, and Smyrna regains the lead at 36-33.
The key is Creedle, in this case Isaiah Creedle, pushing the ball very quickly before Smyrna sees Rodney's defense can get organized, and Smith in that left corner was able to get his feet set.
CR, who had a two-point lead, now down by three. Right side to Bryson Williams, not available. Nuggets, Marvel, three, top of the key, off to the left, no good. And Sean Sylvester tips it himself, the rebound for Smyrna.
Right now, even with that height advantage, Cesarani is not working the offensive glass as much as Frank Victory would like them to.
Isaiah Creedle, three, rims out, rebound to Joyner for Cesarani. A dodged bullet there for the Riders. Jamal Marvel goes inside, and a nice underhand scoop pass. Joyner gets it, loses control, and it's into the hands of Smyrna. Going the other way, Brandon Smith splits a double team, a shot blocked by the rim, and the long rebound comes out to Caesar. Rodney West numbers 4-on-3. Free throw jumper up short by Marvel, and the rebound to Smyrna. And again behind the defense is Brandon Smith, left-handed pump reverse layup is good. He has 9 in the quarter. Timeout, Caesar Rodney. 2:02 to go in the second quarter. It's a 9-0 run for Smyrna. We'll take it with them.
Fast end-to-end that sometimes he can't get back. He did leak out on one of those, but what I'm most impressed with Brandon Smith is his ability to control his body around the rim. He's done a nice job there of taking a hit and being able to finish. He can work to the weak side. He's creative with both hands and can play off both feet. So he's a really good finisher in the open court, and he's very quick once he gets the ball. Cesarani's got to make a more concerted effort to get more players back and not allow these easy baskets. Right now, the transition defense for Cesarani is hurting them.
And full court pressure here for Smyrna. Cesarani still struggling to get to the cross. They do, just before what would have been a violation. Kamal Marvel, right wing leading scorer, hasn't scored for Cesarani tonight. Free throw jumper from Ryan Carey, back iron, no good, and the rebound off of Smyrna, out of bounds. Carey hit a bucket in the first half, deep off the bench for Frank Victory.
Cesarani has missed some pretty good looks here in the second half. They've just got to settle down again, get the ball back inside, and then attack.
Turnaround jumper by the unidentified 42. Carey tries to get the rebound, and 42 looks to save it. It'll be out of bounds. It'll be a Smyrna ball. Try to get a name here at the end of the quarter, we hope.
Very quick shooting by Cesarani. They just don't seem to want to be patient enough to work the ball around. That's one thing Smyrna has done when they've had the opportunity to slow down or been forced to at the half court. They've done a nice job of reversing the ball and sharing it with their weave and their crisp passing.
LaShawn Sylvester shot from the left side from 14 is no good, but he is fouled. And the foul will go against Braxton Robinson for Cesarani. That is his first. And LaShawn Sylvester, who was on the 2017 state championship team for Smyrna High School, will get a chance for two free throws.
Sylvester brings that experience, plenty of game, but what I really like about him is he plays at a good pace. He seems to always be under control. He knows the right play to make. He understands Coach Muir's offense, and he's really good at executing the finer points. That time he rejected an exchange, went back to the open side, and was able to create a shot for himself by his movement without the ball.
Sylvester gets both free throws. This run continues. Now 40-33, Smyrna with the lead. More full court pressure. CR gets it across. Bryson Williams. And he will find Burt Robinson. Robinson scoops to Miles. Miles, top of the arc, dishes to Marvel. Marvel at the top of the key, goes left side. Now back to the right side, Marvel, three in the air, off to the left, no good. A rebound to Sulaco for Smyrna.
That was as patient as CR has been. It yielded a wide open shot, just a tough miss.
Sylvester fakes the three right side, crosses, three in the air, off to the left, no good from Elijah Gregory. Rebound Cesar Rodney.
Excellent block out by Cesar Rodney. The entire team there on the court did a nice job of getting bodies on bodies to let the ball even bounce on the floor and then secure it.
Miles trying to drive the right side of the lane, but he is fouled, splitting a double team. Foul is going to go against Elijah Gregory, his first. Second team foul against Smyrna. CR with three with 27 seconds left to go in this third quarter.
I like the play by Miles there. Instead of settling for a long-range shot, he drives in and forces a foul. That's what smart players do when they're a little off from the outside.
Carry on the bounce. 42 right-handed finger roll goes. So 42 gets the basket to go. Sorry, we don't have a name on him at the moment. Smyrna into the front court with 12 seconds to work within a five-point lead.
He's running man-to-man here. We'll need to extend. Smyrna will shoot the ball with about 4 seconds left.
And that three is coming from Robert Wiley. Shot comes up short. 42 the save. The long fling ahead, but unable to make a play at the buzzer. At the end of three, let's get to your Dr. Michael Axe, first orthopedics leading scorers after three quarters of play. Brandon Smith leading the way for Smyrna with 15 points. 8 points for Lou Salako, who didn't score in the third quarter. For Cesar Rodney, it is 8 points each for Saeed Miles and Jalen Joyner. And we've been told by Tim Mastro of the Delaware State News that it's Juan Jordan who's been wearing that number 42 jersey, getting those last 2 points for CR.
Well, he's given some good minutes in the low post. Presence, a good rebounder, got that last rebound and tried to outlet it up the court before time ran out.
Cesar Rodney has the basketball. Robinson dishes a three right wing from Miles off the front of the rim. No good. Jordan fighting for the rebound, but bumps into Elijah Gregory, and they're going to catch the foul on Juan Jordan. That is his first. Fourth team foul against CR, so just a common inbound with 7:42 to go in the fourth quarter for the Smyrna Eagles.
CR will use a three-quarter court 1-2-2 press to try to speed turnover Smyrna.
A backcourt violation there is Stanford was double-teamed. His second step was on the plus side of half court, flinged it across, and kind of like the Music City Miracle, it was a backwards pass. Oh, wait, maybe not.
And the problem there was, Sean, Devon Stanford left his feet to pass and had nowhere else to go but throw it to the backside. Playoff to 2 feet on the floor.
Out of control. Marvel double-teamed in the backcourt, gets it across. And now a three left wing for Cesar Rodney is good on the far side. The three-pointer going. And now a steal here. Cesar Rodney gets it across. Going all the way off the glass and rolling in good is Saeed Miles for two, and we're tied at 40.
Miles with a really nice drive there as Salako went straight up. There was a lot of contact underneath, but they did not call it.
Braxton Robinson, the earlier three, a pass inside. Deshaun Stanford trying to go into the block, but it's going to be a turnover against Smyrna. So just like that, the third quarter lead is gone, and now it's Cesar Rodney basketball.
Another sub off the bench. Braxton Robinson hit that three from the left corner there on the nice skip through. So Cesar Rodney kind of coalescing, slowing down a little bit offensively, and then trying to create some havoc with their three-quarter court press.
And now we have, again, problems with the clock. The clock is working at the court, but the power between the scoreboard apparatus and the thing that is operated right at center court not communicating very well. I can see the lights on the device that's being used to operate the clock. And now the clock is back working. Cesar Rodney treating it as a timeout.
I'm certainly no electrician, Sean, but it feels to me like it might be a short.
Well, AI DuPont has had an issue with their clock for years, that one would read one thing and one would read something else. So I was never quite, and they always told me to just pay attention to one of the two. But either way, it's working for now, and Cesar Rodney trying to reclaim the lead. Three right wing, and they're good! Three from Braxton Robinson, a second straight, and it's 43-40, Cesar Rodney. That's an 8-0 run.
Cesar Rodney beating the press with some nice bounce passes. Robinson doing a great job of spotting up, and now both deep corners.
Driving the baseline, Brandon Smith, reverse layup, too strong. Underneath, Cesar Rodney fighting for the rebound. It's stolen away, blocked by Joyner for Cesar Rodney, and the Riders have the basketball. Braxton Robinson's long pass intercepted by Elijah Creedle. Three on one. Creedle on the bounce to Smith. That's the shot fake, and it's going to be stolen away by Kamal Marvel of Cesar Rodney. Three on three the other way. Going all the way to the rim. The layup goes, and a foul. Saeed Miles is banged
to the ground. He'll get a chance for the three-point play.
Well, Salaku waited to see if he could affect or block the shot. But what a terrific job by Miles to go in and draw contact on the shot blocker, attacked his midsection, held the ball away so he could absorb it, and still had the ability to throw the ball up off the backboard and make the three-point, well, have the potential for a three-point play. What an outstanding drive, though, and technique by Shaheed Miles.
Miles misses the free throw, so it remains a five-point lead. That is Caesar Rodney's longest, a 10-0 run to start this fourth quarter. Long three, right wing Isaiah Creedle is short. Rebound down to Robinson for Caesar Rodney. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Riders up by five. To the lane, right-handed layup off the Euro step is good from Monroe Height. It's a 12-0 run to start the fourth quarter. Timeout Smyrna. We will take it with them. 5:40 solo run to start the fourth quarter. Caesar Rodney with their largest lead over Smyrna at 47-40.
What an explosive team Caesar Rodney is. They were kind of mulled with turnovers and some questionable shots and not getting back on defense. But now their offense in high gear, a couple of acrobatic finishes at the basket, doing a nice job of pushing the ball in transition and getting wide open shots.
Deshaun Sylvester, the three on the other end off the dish from Elijah Creedle.
We talked about the experience and the savvy of Sylvester, and there he showed it. Just when his team needed a big play, he made it.
Miles drives to the right baseline, gets it out, kick three, left side, shot no good. But underneath the easy right-handed layup by Jalen Joyner, who gets his 10th point of the game, the lead back to six. Now here comes Smyrna the other way, shot blocked by Joyner. Rebound comes down to Kamal Marvel for the Riders.
Nobody uses a shot fake. Nobody's playing off 2 feet. That's why the shot blockers are so effective on those type of plays.
Kamal Marvel, who has not scored tonight, will pick up the foul here on Elijah Creedle on the tight defense right in front of the CR bench. Just the fourth team foul against Smyrna with 4:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Caesar Rodney leading 49-43, a game they trailed after 40-35.
And I said that about the shot blocker because you do not affect his timing at all. He just sits on it. If you use a fake or attack his body, he doesn't have the same opportunity to block the shot.
Joyner on the right block, kicks it back out to Robinson. Spins to Miles. Miles. Now to Robinson again. Robinson stops from 12, puts the shot up in traffic. Shot comes up short. Rebound Sulaco for Smyrna. Eagles down by six. This is Elijah Creedle. Left side Sylvester, left baseline three. Way too strong, but coming in on the far side, can't get the rebound or the layup to go. A second put back. This time it's Isaiah Creedle missing the shot, but he was fouled. He'll get two free throws.
Well, the long range miss from the left corner where Sylvester just made a shot was initially rebounded by Smith. And then Sulaco gets his hands on the ball, keeps it up, and tries to put it up by the basket, but it gets tipped out of his hands. And then Creedle coming in, really working hard. They're just going to try to have to manufacture points however they can on hustle plays.
And Creedle misses the first free throw. He's 2 of 4 at the line for the senior. 49-43, Caesar Rodney the lead, looking to improve to 7-2 in the conference. Second free throw comes up short. Rebound fought for Caesar Rodney. It's going to be a jump ball, as that was Monroe Height. But the arrow is favoring Smyrna here, so another chance to make this a one-possession game with a three.
If there's a small weakness for Smyrna, it might be their free-throw shooting percentage. They've struggled a little bit this season. It's not from lack of practice. I know that's something Coach Mears does quite a bit.
Isaiah Creedle inside to Mo Sulaco for the jam. 49-45, 4:03 to go, fourth quarter.
Movement off the ball essential there by Sulaco to get himself wide open and a perfectly placed pass.
Into the lane, Height goes back door to Joyner, and he gets the right-handed layup to go. Excellent feed. It's 51-45, Caesar Rodney.
No rotation at all there by the Smyrna defense.
Creedle has it stripped and stolen away. Going the other way, this is Marvel all the way to the tin. His shot too strong. It'll be out of bounds off of Smyrna. It looks like it will be Caesar Rodney ball. Baseline left, 3:39 to go, fourth quarter. So CR wards off that dunk, and they have the six-point lead and the ball. Inbound to Height, ball from the basket. He'll dribble out towards center court, ball stolen away. Here comes Brandon Smith for Smyrna. Contact on the floor. He's going to make the layup, but it's not going to count, as the foul was on the floor before the reverse layup.
And the foul goes against Caesar Rodney.
Going back to that prior play, even though the junior, Elijah Creedle, turned it over, he had a full court sprint to get back and affect the shot, and eventually that's going to be a big determinant on a play like that, is the hustle after you make a mistake. Did not let one mistake become two, makes a hustle play, and then Smith is very cagey on that finish around the basket.
Monroe Height is fouled out of this game with 3:32 left to go with 2 points. That takes some of the size away from Caesar Rodney. Three, right wing to Sean Sylvester, too strong. The backside rebound to Moose Sulaco. Back to Isaiah Creedle. Creedle into the lane, shot in traffic, rolls off the front of the rim, but off to the right, no good. But a foul, and Isaiah Creedle goes right back to the line, trying to cut into the six-point game with 3:20 to go, fourth quarter.
Moose Sulaco continues to do extraordinary work on the both ends, but especially on the offensive glass, securing that rebound, kicking it out, and then Isaiah Creedle doing a nice job of attacking the basket. At this point of the game, you don't want to settle for the long-range shot unless it's wide open. Better off to drive it, get clock stoppages, get to the foul line, and then possibly foul someone out.
And Isaiah Creedle gets both that time. It's a four-point game, 51-47, 3:20 to go in regulation. Token full-court pressure, Smyrna backs off. Saeed Miles runs the offense. Miles finds Bryson Williams, who's back in for Caesar Rodney. Williams gets the high screen, still with it. Driving to the right block, 8-foot teardrop is no good. A rebound, Moose Sulaco. Smyrna drives the other way, Isaiah Creedle. Baseline shot from Smith is floated up, no good, but the rebound underneath by Moose Sulaco falls. And Smyrna with a mini 4-0 run. It's 51-49 CR, 2:45 to go fourth.
The tough shot by Smith. He's bailed out by his teammate, Moose Sulaco, does another outstanding job of generating some offense via the offensive rebounding.
Miles kicks to Robinson. Robinson now out to Miles. Three right side. Good, and the foul! Saeed Miles buries the trifecta, the chance for the four-point play.
The play was made by the reverse pass back out to Miles, who was shot ready in the right corner in front of the Caesar Rodney bench. An aggressive closeout resulted in lower body contact and the opportunity to get that free throw in. A not very often occurring four-point play.
Miles' second and one of this fourth quarter. He missed the free throw on the first one. The lead is 5, 2:31 to go fourth quarter. Free throws up from Miles. That time he's good. Give him 8 points in the fourth quarter. The lead is 6 for Caesar Rodney. 2:28 to go in regulation. Elijah Creedle will find his brother Isaiah. Little brother Isaiah will bounce it to Sean Sylvester. Right side to Elijah Creedle. Fakes the three into the lane. Now a double kick, and here's a three top of the key from Sean Sylvester. No good. Jalen Joyner, the rebound for Caesar Rodney. Excellent back out on Sulaco.
And that is essential here, and it's going to be a timeout, Caesar Rodney. Caesar Rodney switched from man-to-man to play some zone on that possession. A good job underneath against Sulaco. A quick closeout on the perimeter against Sylvester, who just missed the long-range three.
30-second timeout. We'll take it with them. 2:05 here at Smyrna tonight. Caesar Rodney gets the ball in to Bryson Williams. Bryson gets it across to Robinson. Back to Williams, and they will slow things down. 2 minutes to go. Of course, no shot clock here in Delaware. We'll find Marvel. Marvel just center court, bounces it to Robinson. Robinson double team near the timeline, and Frank Victory will call the timeout from the... That's what they're going to call us, a push.
They're going to call a foul. Again, Smyrna has fouled twice now when they've had Caesar Rodney player in jeopardy and a double team in a bad spot.
So Caesar Rodney saves the timeout as Marvel again trapped near center court. This time it has it stolen away by Brandon Smith. Smith stumbles into the lane, but they're going to call a bump on Braxton Robinson as Smith was starting his drive. Let's see if they call this a shooting foul here. It would be NBA continuation, and it's going to be a one-on-one, so a non-shooting foul, but big opportunity for Brandon Smith from the free throw line. He has 15 points tonight, but it's his first trip to the charity stripe.
Some players are fast running, but Smith is unbelievably fast when he has the ball. Got an explosive first step. He's got good control, even though he's playing very fast. And that time he just created the foul. He was out of control, but the Caesar Rodney defender really did not have an option there. And that was Braxton Robinson as he was trying to retrace.
First free throw is good for Smith. He earns the bonus and makes the bonus. 55-51, 1:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Caesar Rodney dealing with this 2-2-1 full court pressure. still don't have it across yet, and they don't get it across as Kamal Marvel hesitated when he had some open floor in front of him. Didn't want to get trapped in that corner, but instead gives up the 10-second violation.
And that's one of those where I think the bench needs to be cognizant of that. When you have timeouts near the end game, you want to use them for possession. That might have been a good time to take a timeout from the bench.
Elijah Creedle for Smyrna, down by 4, 1:25 left to go. Floater from the free throw line goes for Elijah Creedle, and a quick timeout called by Andrew Mears will take it with them. One turn of 53. Let's get you our first year orthopedics leading scorers for Smyrna. Brandon Smith with 17 points, including those two key free throws a minute ago. Gusilako with 12 for Caesar Rodney. 16 points for Saeed Miles, 8 of which have come here in the fourth quarter. 12 points for Jalen Joyner, and 8 points for Braxton Robinson off the bench, which has been a real key for Caesar Rodney tonight, with 4 three-pointers off the bench.
In the first half, it was Booker and Gordon. In the second half, it's been Braxton Robinson. So Coach Victory having a great feel for his personnel and making some terrific substitutions to enable this team to look like they're in a great position to win this game here on the road against a very difficult opponent.
Caesar Rodney this time again, 2-2-1 full-court pressure for Smyrna. Caesar Rodney gets it across this time. Trapped in the corner, though, and a nice look underneath. Joyner gets the right hand and finishes the go. Jalen Joyner left alone. It's 57-53.
And the key against pressure is always look down the court first before you do anything with it.
Elijah Creel kicks to Nashawn Sylvester. Sylvester right side to Gregory. Now to Elijah Creedle, 3 in the air, no good, rebound Sylvester underneath, and finishes with the right hand. 2-point game, 48 seconds left to go.
There's a senior knowing how to make another play, that time with aggressive rebounding, attacking from the perimeter.
And Caesar Rodney will call the timeout. 42 seconds left to go as they were running into trouble in the backcourt. 57-55, this is going to be a full timeout here for Caesar Rodney. We'll keep it right here. So Smyrna able to get back into this game, playing a pretty good end game, hitting some free throws, which has been a bit of a trouble for them earlier in this game. And now, how does Caesar Rodney deal with this pressure for Smyrna?
Well, I think what they need to do is get the ball into the middle. What they're not doing is attacking and making the double team play you. What you want to do is spread the court in some sort of configuration over a 1-2-2 or a 1-3-1. You've got to have someone in the middle to affect the front, so they cannot always just lay off of you. You've got to dribble the ball hard into a double team, make it play you, either look to the onside forward or a quick reversal, and then go back to the middle and then look up the court as they did the first time. Smyrna is very quick, though. They cover the court extremely well. They're long and very athletic. What I've been impressed with Smyrna here in their comeback is they recognize maybe the three-point shot isn't working. Let's drive it a little bit more. Let's get to the free throw line. But some very aggressive offensive rebounding has been the catalyst as well.
First to two between these two teams. They'll play again on February the 11th down at Caesar Rodney. We'll have Smyrna and Dover for you Friday night here on WDEL with our pregame coverage beginning at 6:30. But lots to take care of here with 42 seconds left to go. Caesar Rodney inbounds going from left to right. Kamal Marvel double team. They'll find Williams, gets it across to Joyner. 3, left side from Braxton Robinson is short, and the rebound comes down to Smyrna. Smyrna with 30 seconds left to go, down by 2. Creedle dishes inside the right-handed finish for Musilako, and we're tied. 57 all, 20 seconds left. More full-court pressure here for Smyrna.
Well, a little questionable shot there when they were up 2 with the ball and in the bonus.
Marvel gets it across. A teardrop shot, no good from Saeed Miles. Smyrna has it. Into the front court. This is going to be Smith. Left-handed layup with 4 seconds left to go. Timeout. Caesar Rodney with 1.8 seconds left to go. After Brandon Smith, the go-ahead layup.
Well, the quick outlet by Musilako again. And Smith really has a great feel for when to release from the defensive end. His teammates know to look for him. Again, the quick outlet pass by Sulaco keys it to Smith, who's great at driving the ball, using his body against contact, finding really unique ways to finish. A great comeback here by Smyrna. The questionable shot there when they had the lead and the ball with 30 seconds to go has allowed Smyrna to get back in the game without having to foul and make it a foul shooting contest.
Braxton Robinson for Caesar Rodney hit 2 3-pointers earlier in this fourth quarter. He had an open look. You you kind of hesitate in that situation.
When you have the lead in the ball and you're in the bonus and it's under a minute, most coaches are going to say, hey, let's pull the ball out, run some more clock, shorten the game. I'm not going to say it wasn't open. It certainly was. Yeah. You were right. It was wide open. But at that point, your in-game philosophy has got to overtake that kind of shot, I think. But if it goes in, you win the game. If it doesn't, now you allow the other team to come back better. Make it a foul-shooting game. Shorten the game up. Run clock off.
Worth noting for Caesar Rodney, they have not played a game this season that's been closer than 10 points. This is their first time in a true endgame sequence.
Smyrna 1-1 in games decided by less than five points or less.
Caesar Rodney will inbound. They put time back on the clock. There's 4 seconds left to go. And now Andrew Mears will call a timeout. Now that he saw how Caesar Rodney lined up. The Smyrna student section to our right looks like they want to storm the court. I think I might be glad we're up here in the upper deck here with 4 seconds left to go. Again, our next coverage of Delaware High School basketball right back here at Smyrna High School on Friday night as the Eagles take on the Senators of Dover. We're on the air with the Concord Pet Food and Supplies pregame report at 6:30.
Smyrna does not have any fouls to give here. Being up two, they want to keep everything in front of them. You don't want to allow any threes, but you don't want to allow any easy baskets either. They're going to choose, at least initially, to press. You just want to keep the dribble in front of you. With 4 seconds, you only have enough time for three dribbles and then some sort of shot. Smyrna should always be forcing the player to go back to his weak hand and have to shoot across his body in these situations.
Caesar Rodney inbounding underneath their own defensive basket with 4 seconds left to go. The distribution into the front court is going to be out of bounds off of Smyrna with 1.7 seconds left is getting his hand up there is Isaiah Creedle. So now Caesar Rodney has good position here with 1.7 seconds left to go. Inbounding it will be Miles. And another timeout is called. This one by Smyrna with 30 seconds on the 30-second timeout here.
And that's always an interesting decision there for a coach. I really respect and trust Andrew Mears' philosophy on this. Sometimes the other team gets an opportunity now to design a play, whereas Smyrna wants to be sure their defense knows no fouls, how they want to play this. If they've scouted Caesar Rodney for a last-second play, even though Caesar Rodney hadn't been in any close games, you might have come up with one or two things you've seen at the quarter end or the half before. You may be able to draw something up to show your defense. If not, you're basically saying keep everything in front of you, don't foul, maybe watch the lob pass at the basket to one of the bigs and try to face guard probably Marvel in particular and Miles, who are their best shooters on the court, and Williams.
Well, Marvel will do the inbound here right in front of his own bench with 1.7 seconds left to go, and the scoreboard again has gone off.
And not enough time here for an offensive rebound. So this ball, you're going to have one dribble and a shot.
So Marvel to initiate right in front of his own bench for Caesar Rodney. Marvel looking for someone to pass it to. Three in the air from Saeed at the buzzer, no good. And Smyrna has survived the final score, 59-57.
What a terrific comeback by Smyrna on their home court. Caesar Rodney made the great run at the start of the fourth quarter to get themselves some breathing room. Smyrna fought back with offensive rebounding, fighting hard for the loose balls and some dribble penetrations to get to the free throw line. An outstanding high school game, well played by both teams. Certainly two teams are going to go deep into the tournament. I thought it was a really fun atmosphere here. The student body for Smyrna really doing a nice job of encouraging their team into this very, very good comeback win.
And an important win for Smyrna in the Henlopen North standings. They improved to 7-1 and have a chance to tie for the division lead when they'll take on Dover on Friday night, while Caesar Rodney will drop to 6-3 in the league. We'll take a timeout.